You can eat out the tree of life. You can eat out the tree, man, of joy. You can eat out the tree of peace. You can eat out the tree of all of heaven. All the trees represent all of the character, nature, and the atmosphere, and all that heaven is, and all that it has, and everything else. You know, you can enjoy all of it. You can enjoy, you can eat up all the trees. And then he said, in the midst of the garden, he said, they had a tree, boy. One is the tree of life, and one is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can eat off them too. But don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So if you eat off whatever, you're going to surely die. That's the law in the law. God told a man, you can enjoy all of heaven. But boy, if you eat off that other tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then man, you know you're going to lose all of that. That's a law in the kingdom called a law of liberty.
Yeah.
He said, I give you free will. You know, if you eat out the tree of life, that means you're going to just stay connected to me, you know, and you're going to depend on me, and you're going to allow me, man, to continue doing what I'm doing in you. Because remember, this thing ain't about you, it's my love for you, but it's really about, man, you know, God and our Father in heaven and what he's doing and what he's doing through us and his love that he is extending to us in order to carry that out. But it's still what our Father in heaven is doing. Hallelujah. This is what he's doing. Glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's what the kingdom of God is, what God is doing.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
It's different from what, you know, religion is doing. You know, it's what God is doing. And then God set up, man, that's a law in the kingdom called the perfect law of liberty.
Great. Yes, Lord.
He said, hey, listen, you know, if you stay, man, hooked up to me and everything else, then you're going to grow and you're going to flourish. And then, you know, and you're going to multiply, and you're going to have children, and they're going to be born in this atmosphere and in this environment, man. And then, boy, when they grow up and have their children and move to another spot, then they're going to just be like Brother said, they're going to be taking the kingdom of God that's within them. They're going to be just taking it and spreading abroad throughout the whole earth until the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Hallelujah. What are you talking about?
Yes,
that's what God is doing. And then he say, hey, listen, now, if you eat out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then man, you know you don't declare independent.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're gonna say, well, hey, you know, okay, I got it, you know, I can make it on my own. You know, that's what happened, man. That's how they got deceived and tricked. They thought they could make it on their own.
Yeah.
And as a result of it, man, then they declare, man, the first independence. When they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, man, they were telling God, hey, listen, Lord, I think we can make it. You have set us up here on the earth. You created us in your image and likeness, and you told us to be fruitful and multiply. You know, hey, listen, you know, we've been told that we could do that, man, without you. And you know, that says on our course. So we really don't need you. I mean, we can be a God ourselves just like you. That's the same thing the devil thought. That's why he deceived them in Genesis chapter 3. He tricked them.
Yeah.
And he got them, you know, and the way he tricked them, man, you know, like Pastor was saying, he deceived them. A deception is different from a lie. A lie is a straight out lie. But a deception is when you mix a little bit of truth with a lie, just enough to deceive you. Just like the fishermen do, you know, they put a good bait over an evil hook. The fish don't see the evil hook. All the fish see is the good bait. And when you go after that good bait, then that evil hook that's up under that bait snatches him and brings him out of his environment.
Yes, Lord.
And he began to flop all over the place, man. And after that, he began to die because he'd been smashed out of man. The place where he was designed to live in. That's what the devil did, man, Adam and Eve. He put a good bait over evil hook. And boy, they did what, boy? They transgressed God's word. God told them you can. But he told them don't eat off of it. I give you free will. That's liberty. That's freedom. Freedom to what? Freedom to keep on growing and being like me. And
yes,
becoming,
Lord.
Man who, becoming who I already say you are. You ain't dead yet, you know, but man, keep on becoming and stay hooked up to me and stay eating out the tree of life and enjoying all the other things, boy. But if you eat out that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then man, you're going to surely die. You're going to separate yourself from me. What do you mean eat out the tree of the knowledge of good? If you transgress my word, boy, my law of law, boy, don't go against my word. Just stay hooked up to my word. You know, stay, hey, listen. If I say any man living, keep on bleeding and keep on walking in it. Keep on
living.
Yes, come what may, man. Keep on, man, standing. Like Pastor was saying, boy, keep on believing. Keep on holding on. Why, man? To the word of what? To what? To the original law, the law of life. What that, boy? What the king say?
Yeah.
If the king say the kingdom of God is within us, man, listen, he ain't lying. The kingdom of God is within us, and we need to grab a hold of that and see about that and learn about that and begin to walk in that, man, because that's what he's doing, man. And let me tell you something, boy, when we get in on what he's doing, we're talking about liberty. But anyway, what my point is, man, that's where, man, independence begun there right there. And watch you talking about that independence right there. That one there in a good one. But thank God, man, yeah. He was, you know, declared, man, free from the slavery, man, or what the white folk were doing to our ancestors in time past, and didn't have to go through that no more. And, you know, that's a good thing. Freedom from those things like that, man, and independence from that, man, that's a good thing. And perhaps independence from being 13 colonies, man, to becoming, man, a United States that's an indelible to this country that we have here today, you know, that's a good thing, man, you know. But, man, when you know you declare independence, man, from a good thing.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. See, that was no good thing, man, what the white folk were doing to our ancestors. So, man, we
right.
Independence.
Yeah.
That was a good thing, man, what England was doing, man, to the colonies over here, those 13 colonies. So, man, to declare independence and to make it on your own and become a great nation and a kingdom yourself, man, that was a good thing.
Yes, Jesus.
Yeah. But boy, when Adam declared independence from God, man, that wasn't a good thing. That was a bad thing. That caused death to come up on all of the human race. Instead of mankind being born into that place, in the presence of the Lord, you know the story. They got put out of the Garden of Eden. They lost the Holy Spirit, the divine connection between heaven and earth and God and mankind. They lost that connection. So that's separate. So there's no more money walking and talking with God in the cool of day. No more of that life.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, Lord. Out in the wilderness, man, out on their own. Why? Because they declared independence. What they did, they transgressed God's law. God told them, no, eat out the tree. They ate out the tree. And the reason why they ate out the tree, because like I said, they was deceived.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And man, let me tell you something, boy, they declared independence. And when they declared independence, then they were sold into sin, and sin, man, produced, man, death. So all of us became a slave to death. What kind of death? Separation from God.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual death. Now, man, you know, I'm not talking about slaves like the black folk were to the white folk. I'm not talking about, man, independent like the colony was under the rule and reign of England and Britain, man. You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about all of us, man, born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
Under the slavery of Satan and sin and death.
Yes, Lord.
That's why our world like it is here now. Instead of it being on earth like God intended for it to be, and they being fruitful and multiplying and subduing the earth and just filling the earth with his glory, man, when Adam and Eve, man, you know, declared independence,
yeah.
They listen, man, they stop, man, watch this here. That put a halt in the, it was kind of like a fall, like a trip, like they were tripped and they fell, you know. And when they fell from their authority, from their dominion, from their assignment,
mm-hmm.
from their purpose, from all of that, man. And all that down through time has been lost. But all of that, man, that they were going and saying about them and who they was becoming, all that was lost all the way down to where we are here now, till we still in bondage and slavery, man, of sin and death and the devil himself.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And that's why our world is like it is here today. Why? Because every problem that's in the world today is because of a transgression of the law.
Amen.
And we all fall short and fail short, and we all were enslaved, man, to Satan and sin. And the world is in bondage, man, to it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. It don't matter what it is. All the ways of this world right here is under, man, the puppet string control, man, of the devil.
Yeah.
That's the ways of this world, man. You know, this ain't how God intended for it to be, how it is on the earth. This is what the devil set up on the earth. He's the God of this world system here that we live in now. Listen, boy, the God of the world system that God set up, boy, he set up the kingdom of heaven on earth. And boy, his way of being, I say that again. He set up the kingdom of heaven on earth.
Yeah.
And in Adam, we lost that. In Adam. Mm-hmm. We didn't lose it ourselves. And one man's disobedience and transgression of the law, you know, then sin and death came upon everybody. So all of us, man, have been born in sin and shaped in iniquity. What? Under the slavery, man, of sin and death. Separated from God. That's the slavery that mankind, man, fell in from the beginning. The slavery of sin and death. That's the law in the kingdom. Called the law of sin and death. But if you eat out that tree, if you transgress my word, if you go against my word, you're going to surely die.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Say it again, brother. He say, listen, here it is again. This is the main thing that we got to come to the knowledge of, man, as citizens of the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, what the king say, that's what goes.
That's right.
If the king say, I'm the Lord that God, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of you, well, if you take that word and plant it into your heart, where is that? Because that's where the kingdom of God is, in your in our hearts. If
yes,
we take
Lord.
The word and put it in our heart and meditate in it day and night and men begin to act on it and do it, then, man, it'll be like a law in the kingdom of God called sowing and reaping. Boy, it'd be like planting the seed of that word into our heart, meditating in it day and night. Like my sister was saying, speaking it out and everything. What that is, that's the kingdom of God, man, being established, man, in the earth, on the inside of us. Where apostles say the kingdom of God is, it's on the inside of us.
Yeah.
For what purpose, man? For that, boy, we could come to the knowledge, man, of the real Independence Day.
Yes, Jesus.
And listen, all of us, man, were in bondage to sin and death. On our way to a devil's hand.
Hmm.
But the love of God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And listen, and God even announced that way back in the beginning, you know, he not only now bore the defeat of Satan and what he did and everything else, because the first thing God did, boy, when boy found out what happened and what the devil had did to them and how he deceived them and tricked them and they ate out that tree, boy, the first thing God did went to that devil and said, you lying one to you, I promise you. I'm going to get you. Hello. Hey, yeah, I'm going to put in our day and language what God told him, man, when he told him. He said, I promise you something. Yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm coming myself. Hallelujah. And I'm going to deal with you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ground your head in the ground. The authority that Adam gave you, the dominion that I gave Adam over the earth, that he gave you, and that you're going to plunge their life into what they're going to have here on earth, where they have to work from the sweat of their body, instead of being in their life here on heaven, that it is in their life here on earth, that it is in heaven. Man, they're going to have to work for the sweat of their brow, but I promise you something, devil. Hallelujah. That same woman who you deceived is going to come another one to her. And boy, he's going to bruise your head. You like bruises here, but I guarantee you, baby, he's going to take your authority back. You got them in bondage now, but I'm going to send more somebody coming, man, that's going to set them free.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And boy, 2,000 years ago, in the fullness of time. It ain't got nothing to do with hours and days and years and everything else. When all the settings was right, everything was in place, man, you know. When the Roman government, man, was ruling the world, man. And boy, the reason why he came during that time, because the way they ruled the world, boy, they were the greatest empire that ever was. Why? Because of their system of ruling the world. All the other empires before them, the Egyptian empire, the Assyrian empire, the Babylonian empire, the Greece empire, man, they ruled different. They go and take over territory and bring the people over there and kill everybody and bring the slaves back to them and take the spoil and bring it back to them, but not the Romans. The Romans go and take over territory and they leave the people there, man, and then they send men to Roman rule to their territory. So they spread abroad. They were just spreading abroad, man. The other one just men killing up, destroying territories and kings and killing them, not the Romans. Man, they get rid of them, everything else, and they leave the citizens right there, boy. But that was the expansion of their kingdom. Hallelujah. And what he would do, man, he leave the people there and he send Roman government over there. He sent ambassadors, men, over to their territory, and they set up Roman rule and Roman government in Galilee and everywhere they were. The whole, all the area that they reigned, and boy, man, they reigned from all the way from good God Almighty. They ruled the world. Hallelujah. But because they, man, I took that kingdom, man, that come from Rome, and boy, they just spread it abroad, man. And God said, that's how my kingdom works. I'm going to take my kingdom that's on the inside of my people, man. I'm just going to send them out into the world, boy. And they're going to be like a little living, but they're going to live in the whole love of, boy. They're going to just spread it throughout the earth. Hallelujah. That kingdom that's within them. But the first thing they got to know, man, you know, the abundance that they was in, they have kept them from operating in that authority and in that power and in that might. Under the slavery of sin and death and sickness and disease and everything else, they got to come to the knowledge that, man, just like, boy, Abraham Lincoln signed the Declaration of Independence and set the slave free, just like, boy, them college men drew up whatever they had to draw up, man, to become, man, you know, independent men from Great Britain and England rule over their life, man, the same way, hallelujah. Jesus Christ come, boy, and took the key to death, hell, and the grave from the devil, rendered him powerless, man. That's what all the Calvary and the cross and everything else about. Why? But boy, that's to set you free.
Yes, Lord.
To set every last one of us free from what? From every chain. You know, we sing the song, you know, the chain, break the chain. I'm talking about he kind of set us free from the slavery of Satan himself and the rule that Satan had over our lives and the power and the control and the influence that the devil had over our lives. He kind of set us free from Satan and his power and control that Adam gave him, man, old man, his life and all of us who were born after that. The power of sin and death, man. The power of death that was over us. What death, man? That spiritual death was. That separated us from that what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 when God was walking and talking with me and his children in the cool of the day. That separated us from that death right there, man. We kind of set us free from that. To break the powers of death over our lives. And break the power of Satan, authority, and rule, and power of our life. Amen. And to give it back to who it belonged to. That's why he said when he rose up from the dead, all power is given unto me. All the powers of heaven, all the powers of the earth, the power over the earth, all the powers even under the earth. What that's death itself, man. That's the greatest enemy, man. The separation from God. I got power over all that. And then he stood on the bowels of the universe on the earth and said unto all of us here.
Come on now, amen.
It's all power I got, man. I really got, man, your stuff. It belongs to you. Here. Come, you who are blessed of your father, and get your inheritance that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. All the mother trees that you could have been eaten off of. All of heaven. All its attributes. All its lifestyle. Everything it consists of. You can come eat off all them trees. Why? Because you're free. Death that separated you from it, you're free. Paid the price for it. That's death. That's the Calvary. But man, don't just stop there, man. You know, come to the knowledge what that man got for us, Lord. What that name that separated us from the power of the devil of our life. So that, boy, we can rise up, man, and begin to grow in the knowledge of who we really are, man. And instead of the devil, man, ruling and reign over us, boy, we put him where he belongs under our feet And boy, we as the church and living God, boy, go and do just like what the Roman Empire did, boy. It just spread it abroad, man. It just took over territory. In order for you to do that, boy, you got to know that you free.
Yes, Lord.
When the son said free, what? He free.
Free indeed.
That's our Independence Day. Remember that, boy? That was 2,000 years ago. When Jesus Christ came. And boy, set us free from all the bondage of Satan over our lives. And boy, when you know that, man, you know, we don't get to a place, man, where we stop accepting the status quo. Wait a minute, man. We have come this day until we start having. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up, death. I mean to tell you, man, you know, you've been ruining and reigning in my life through fear and doubt and unbelief and keeping me, man, when all the time, man, man, here I am going around here talking about buying up the devil and everything else, man. You still got my stuff, man. Hold up. Wait a minute. You got no business buying up the devil. You're already bound up. Hallelujah. The Bible says you can't enter the strong man's house and spoil his goods until you first bind up the strong man. Boy, Jesus Christ come 2,000 years, bound him up. Hallelujah. And then say after you bind him up, then you take the spoil. Meanwhile, we ain't been walking in our in the spark, we down to bind up the devil, man, because we all come to the realization that he no longer has no authority and power over our lives. And boy, I'm talking about we the same way. How you come against that, boy? You listen, boy, you resist him, he'll flee from you. Now, he going to come and he's going to huff and he's going to puff and he's going to do everything else. Because like my partner said, I'm talking about you got to walk, you got to live this life by faith. Well, that you got more power than all the power of your enemy.
Hallelujah.
That's the side of that power and authority, man, and declaring and declaring why coming to the realization, man, and celebrating, man, the real Independence Day. And Jesus Christ come, boy, hung, bled, and died, man, and paid the penalty for all our sins, man, and rode, man, with all power in his hand. And by the way, he led those who were captivity, he led them out. All those who were down there, man, you know, boy, I'm talking about waiting, man, for the listen, boy. He went down there, boy, and told them about the kingdom of God. They said, come on, yeah, let's go. They death don't have no more authority over you. The power is broken. What? He set them free. Listen, in your Bible, and we call it in our Bible, man, in Luke chapter 4, they say, listen, boy, you say, man, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What? Because he has anointed me to do what? To preach the gospel to the poor. What's the gospel to the poor? You don't have to be poor no more. To the poor, who? To the poor in spirit. To those who are in bondage. To those who are in slavery to Satan and all his demon cohorts and all his circumstance, situation, and symptom, man. And you don't know, or poor in your spirit, don't know who you are in Christ Jesus. That great is he that's in you, man, and he that's in the world. That you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Though that poor in spirit and don't know that is. He didn't mean to preach the gospel to the poor. What's the gospel to the poor? You don't have to be poor no more. Listen, he sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive.
Yeah, buddy.
Someone set the captive free. Well, all those who were enslaved to the devil, bound up, man, by sin, sold into slavery. Just like when, that's what Adam did, boy. He sold us into slavery. Boy, Jesus Christ come, boy, and pray. And just like, boy, they were selling the slaves into slavery. They put them on the auction market, man, and when they sell them into slavery. That's what Adam did. Adam sold us into sin, into slavery, to the devil. But boy, Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and redeemed our lives from that destruction and crowned us with glory and honor and declared us independent, free from the sin of Adam. Free. For what purpose, Father? So that you can come on back into the kingdom and start living your life from there and start attacking the earth instead of trying to get to heaven. That's what religion does. Religion prepares you, man, to go to heaven. when they all get to heaven, what a daily joy they're going to be. And amen, yeah, all that good too, man. But I'm talking about boy, God say, amen, occupy. Well, have dominion over the earth. Rule and reign your territory. Make it in your territory, just like I live in, I get the freedom to do that. Boy, Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago, man, and set the captives free. He sent me to recover the sight to the blind and to set at liberty those that were bound and bruised and to preach, watch this here, the acceptable year of the Lord. You know what the acceptable year of the Lord is? That's the year of Jubilee in Leviticus chapter 25. When say I'm talking about, boy, all debt, all debt was paid in full. If you owed anybody anything, man, it was paid in full. All prison doors were open, and the captive was set free. All the land that the people had lost and everything else, if they lost their business, if they lost it, if they everything restored back to them, boy, their property restored back to them. That's a year of Jubilee. And all they did, man, was rejoice, man, that whole year, boy. Because, boy, I'm talking about everything that they was in bondage to, they had been set free from. And not only set free from it, but everything restored back to them. Restored back to that place. What that place, man? In the presence of the Lord. Everybody say, come, man, all the way to my throne of grace. Why? Because that's where I intend, that's where I created you to live from. From my presence. That's why I created you to live here in the Garden of Eden. Them flaming angels were stored, you know, that kept us in bondage from getting back into that place. They gone. They ain't there no more. Remember when he put them out, he put them angels there, man, to protect the way to the tree of life. Them angels gone, man. They've been gone 2,000 years ago, man. But when that middle wall of partition, man, was torn down, man, and it signifying that everybody can come on back into the presence of the Lord again. Why? Because the penalty for sin is paid in full, liberated, set free. Set free to do what, boy? To live, man, abundant life. No weapon formed against us can stand. And more time for us to start celebrating that, man, and celebrating the true Independence Day. Go all the way back. Go past Kunta Kinte, man. Go past all that, man. I'm talking about all the way, 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 way back, man. To the original Kunta Kinte. That's the eye, man. Glory to God, man. And then get, man, you know, set free from death. And boy, if you're set free from death, then, man, ain't nothing can stop us from reaching our God-given destiny, man. And impacting others, man, while doing so. Hey, listen, the kingdom of God is at hand, it's within us, and I'm telling my boy, it's like a little yeast, and it's like the smallest mustard seed, but when it's sown, baby, I'm talking about it keep on growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing, and that's what's happening, man. The kingdom of God that's within us, hey, that's what God will have us to know today, that we free to live life and death more abundantly. So let's begin to reign in life and grow up in the kingdom of God instead of in religion. Come on, move into the kingdom, man, and know that it's in you. Just receive it by faith. That when you, like you say, when you receive Christ on the inside of you, boy, that's the kingdom of God in you. It ain't like you got to go nowhere and get it. It's in you already.
Just yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Why? Because you're free. Everything that kept you from coming into it, you've been set free from it. Every chain broken. Why? So that you can come on back to home and to your father's house. And just eat from the king's table and live forever. As you sojourn through this earth, on your way to becoming what your father said. What he said, let's make our children just like us. And let them have dominion. That's kingship. Let them rule and reign on earth. And he did that. That's what he's doing, and that's what we're a part of. So let's grow up in that. Listen, we love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you, you know, Apostle and Pastor, for being on with us, my wife, you and I. We love you all and God's people, man.
Thank you.
With all that within us. And we just have one desire, man. That's to win souls to the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I thank God for the precious opportunity that he gave us, man, to reach out to all y'all. So I say to all y'all in radio, man, you blessed of the Lord. And ain't no weapon formed against you can stand. You are free.
Amen.
And who the Son set free is free. So go and live in liberty from all the slavery of this world system that we live in. Go and be free.